The light bulb turns 125 years old this year, but the glowing glass ball is facing a dim future. A new kind of light that uses less energy and lasts far longer may soon make the familiar light bulb a thing of the past. NPR's David Malikoff reports.
Walk into Dan Nelson's kitchen in Cave Creek, Arizona, flip a switch,
and I've just turned on the lights there,
and the room fills with a warm glow. But this is no ordinary light. Nelson is an engineer with a company called Enlux in nearby Mesa, and his home's a showcase for their newest product. It's a floodlight that uses light-emitting diodes, or LEDs. These lights have no glass bulbs, no white-hot filaments. Instead, light radiates from a wafer that looks a little like a glowing computer chip. Nelson also has the new lights in his yard and study.
The LED lights are the only lights that are in the office, and creates a really nice atmosphere. And it's also a really nice light to work by.
You've seen LEDs before. They're those little red and green lights that wink on your stereo and dishwasher. But for a long time, scientists couldn't make LEDs that produced a bright white light. Now they can, and Enlux and other firms want to cash in on what they say could be a huge global market. They say people will buy LED lights because they use just a third of the power of ordinary bulbs, and they can last 10, 20, or even 40 years. Dan Nelson says that's a homeowner's dream.
One of the nice things about the kitchen is I have vaulted ceilings here, and I certainly need to get on a ladder to change the lights. With the LED floodlights, I'll never have to get on a ladder again.
LEDs have some other cool traits.
With an incandescent, if you touch it, you can burn yourself. With a halogen light, if you touch it, you can get a second-degree burn. And the LED, you can unscrew it and hand it to your infant, and there won't be any problem.
Now, the light bulb is probably due for a change. Today's bulbs are nearly identical to the ones made a century ago. And you can see that at Baltimore's Museum of Industry, which has a huge collection of historic bulbs.
25 watt, 2,000 hour, long life bulb.
Many are stored in an old syrup factory on the Baltimore waterfront, where curators are sorting the bulbs and packing them away in boxes.
That's a nice one. This is an ordinary light bulb from about 1905.
Hal Wallace is a lighting expert with the Smithsonian Institution. He says the buzz around LEDs reminds him of the reception that the very first light bulbs got back in the 1880s.
And when these light bulbs first came out, people would just stare at them in wonder, in awe. Here's this little glass ball that's just glowing. It's not flickering. It's not sputtering. And if you need to, you can just turn it off at the flick of a switch, turn it back on again.
The light bulb changed everything. Even baseball games could be played at night. And Wallace isn't convinced that the light bulb is going away anytime soon. Enlux's Dan Nelson admits that LEDs have a long way to go before they push out bulbs. Most stores don't stock them, and they are expensive. Just one Enlux light costs $80. Makers are also struggling with manufacturing. One of the sample lights that Enlux sent NPR didn't work. Still, Nelson says LEDs can take lighting where it's never gone before.
The general shape of the light bulb that we've all come to know as the light bulb will change. You'll no longer have a light bulb to change. Your lighting will be embedded within a wall that is meant to run for the life of that wall.
This is an entirely new way of delivering light.
Sheila Kennedy is a Boston architect. She has all kinds of ideas for using LEDs.
You could make a blanket and take that blanket to bed with you and read a book by your blanket. You just bundle up your blanket and read your paperback.
A blanket isn't the only thing that could shine. How about a glowing desktop or even a glowing floor? Dan Nelson says LEDs could even change the way we see art.
My favorite example is the Mona Lisa. If that were lit with an Enlux LED floodlight, it would really change the impression of the painting. It would become a happier painting, a more colorful painting, and would probably be a drawback.
The end of the light bulb could have some other disadvantages. Cartoonists will have to find a new way to symbolize a bright idea, and jokesters will have to invent LED humor.
We will erase the whole category of light bulb jokes.
But maybe they should keep this one. How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? Just one. But the bulb really has to want to change. And whether it wants to or not, LED makers say it will. David Malikoff, NPR News.